好朋友们
，Hey everyone，
我今天接着昨天的内容继续聊聊我刷到的视频。
Today I'll continue talking about the videos I've seen, continuing from yesterday's topic.
我看都有一个特点。
I see that they all had a characteristic.
就是把反西方这三个字都搁在前面。
Just put the words anti-Western in front of it.
好像现在反西方也成了一门生意了。
It seems that opposing the West has also become a business.
反西方现在是一个标签。
Anti-Western is now a label.
说话之前先要贴在自己的脑门上。
Before speaking, you must rub your forehead.
现在已经沦为一个炮架子。
It has now become a battlefield.
没有这个炮架子。
There is no cannon stand.
自己想要打的。
I want to hit it myself.
这发炮弹就打不出来。
This shell can't be fired.
你们都啥水平啊？
What's your level?
现在呢，反西方是个政治正确。
Now, anti-Westernism is a political ideology.
是有的话语权的，是受到意识形态加持的。
Those who have the power to speak are those who are influenced by ideology.
也是受到权力的加持，好大的一个牌面呀。
Also, the value of power is very high.
反西方之后要干嘛？贩卖自己的东西啊。
After opposing the West, what should I do? Sell my own products.
无非就是两种，一个所谓的传统文化。
It's just two things. One is the so-called traditional culture.
一个是关于宗什么什么什么教的文化。
One is about the culture of a certain religion.
那么
，So，
为什么这里两个方面会受到权力的加持
？Why are two aspects of governance affected by power？
会成为所谓的政治正确。
Will it become the so-called politically correct？
我们的传统文化，我昨天已经说了。
I have already mentioned our traditional culture yesterday.
它很大的内容部分就是长幼有序。
A large part of its content is about respecting elders and following the order of age.
实际上就是尊卑有序。
In essence, it is a hierarchical system.
它就是一个权力的这样的一个社会结构。
He is a society with such a structure of rights.
是一个层级结构。
A hierarchical structure.
是一个非常标准的金字塔形。
It is a very standard pyramid shape.
最底座最大的部分，永远是那些被割韭菜一茬一茬的普通老百姓。
The largest part of the bottom is always those ordinary people who are repeatedly exploited.
关键，值得欣喜的、欣慰的是
，What's worth celebrating and rejoicing is that
我们大多数的人是不自觉的
，Most of us are unconscious，
甚至于是乐此不疲的。
This is something they enjoy doing。
所以为什么说有一个特殊的名词啊，叫谈判？
So why is there a special noun called negotiation?
但是其实挺形象的，这个巨大的基础盘。
But actually, this huge foundation is quite representative.
支撑了整个权力的架构，越到上方。
Supported the entire power structure moving upwards.
其实，权力越大。
The more power you have,
但人数越少
，But the fewer the number，
越在基础盘面，人数越多
，The more people in the basic formation, the better。
但是他的权力是越薄弱
，However, his power is weaker。
中国的传统文化里面，有最血淋淋的两个字就是苦难。
In China's traditional culture, the two most bloody words are suffering.
鲁迅先生说
Mr. Lu Zun said,
我们只有坐稳和坐不稳两种状态。
We only have two states, sitting and not sitting.
这是中华民族的历史非常血淋淋的一个过往。
This is a very bloody and tragic chapter in the history of the Chinese people.
所以我们这个民族迫切的需要稳定。
Therefore, our nation urgently needs stability.
整个民族心理的底色。
The foundation of the national psyche.
就是只要是稳定的总比那个战乱的那个失控的那个不确定的状态要好。
It's better to have a stable situation than a chaotic and uncontrolled state like the one caused by the hemolytic disease.
起码我们可以暂时的休养生息。
At least we can temporarily escape from life and death.
起码我们不受战乱离祸的这样的困扰。
At least we are not troubled by the confusion caused by war.
因为生存的第一性
The first principle of survival.
整个民族的心理认同方面
In terms of the psychological identity of the entire nation.
民族对叛逆是敏感的
Nations are sensitive to rebellion.
我们只想活下去
We just want to live.
至于尊严、幸福
Regarding dignity and happiness.
那已经是退而求其次
That's just a second choice.
再退而求其次的东西
Things that can be given up and then sought for a second time.
我乐于服从只要给我生存的空间。
I'm happy to give me the space to live.
我愿意让渡自己的尊严。
I am willing to give up my dignity.
让渡自己的权利。
Surrender your rights.
哪怕有的时候是物质上的匮乏。
Even when it's material deprivation.
我们也都可以忍受。
We can all endure.
所以我们的文化歌颂苦难。
Therefore, our culture glorifies suffering.
所以我们的文化崇拜权利。
Therefore, our culture worships rights.
基于这样的一个历史成因。
Based on this historical cause.
所以传统文化部分在今天的社会生活层面和政治的需求和权利的要求是一致的。
Therefore, the traditional culture is consistent with the social life and political demands and power requirements of today's society.
是完美契合的文化。
It's a perfect cultural fit.
可以堂而皇之的在反西方的标签下成为一个跃跃欲试的
can openly and proudly position themselves as a counter-Western force.
立在一个民族的心理层面
and at the psychological level of a nation.
思想层面和政治需求层面都成为一个唯一的一个存在
Both the ideological and political needs become a single existence.
所以我说我上次刷到那个视频
I said the last time I saw that video
一个打扮成包装成好像很有传统文化气息的这样一位打着反西方的旗号
A man dressed in a costume that looked like it was designed to evoke a sense of traditional culture
打高声阔论的去讲
To speak in a loud and boisterous manner.
什么叛逆期?
What rebellious period?
以规训和服从所建立的社会架构和 系统秩序的这样的一些所谓文化的观念。
The so-called cultural concepts of social structures and systems of order built on rules and obedience.
跃跃欲试地走上舞台。
Eager to step onto the stage.
好像每一个人都要迫不及待地去成就点什么。
It seems that everyone is eager to achieve something.
我说到这些的时候
When I said these things,
可能有人也会说我也是这样的一个状态。
Maybe some people also have the same situation. Well,
那就是吧。为什么不呢？
Then why not?
既然我反对的东西已经堂而皇之的成了这个舞台上的主角。
Since the things I oppose have already become the main characters on the stage,
我又有什么理由和有什么义务隐退下去呢？
What reason do I have and what obligation do I have to retire?
这个世界总有我该坚持的一些东西吧。
There are always some things I should stick to in this world.
我还刷到另一个视频
I also saw another video
也是打着反西方的旗号这贩卖的是什么呢
What are they selling under the guise of opposing the West?
儒释道里边释迦的东西
Put the Buddha's teachings inside
我们所说的佛教的东西
The things we say about Buddhism
其实我可以跟大家说
Actually, I can tell you that
我做居士已经很多年了
I have been a layperson for many years
二十多年不到三十年的样子
Around 20 years old or about 30 years old
书也看了不少研习吧
I've read a lot of books
也做过
I have also done it
我在这方面不是一个高僧大德去学习。
I'm not a high-level expert in this field, so I'm going to learn from you.
去修习这样的一个比较传统的一种修学方式。
Going to rest is a more traditional way of studying.
宗教层面，它与意识形态的契合点是什么呢？
What are the points of convergence between religion and ideology?
是一个字，信。
A single character message.
宗教的信徒。
Believers in religion.
对自己的领袖的教义是无条件的信和从的。这种信誉。
The doctrine of their leader.Is unconditional faith and obedience to this desire.
从和意识形态的需求和政治权力的需求就是完美的结合在一起的。
The perfect combination of ideological needs and political rights.
但是很有意思的一线了。
But it's very interesting.
一面是其实宗什么教里边它也有人人平等的那一面。
On one hand, there is the aspect of the belief system in which everyone is equal.
但是，整个。
But it's enough.
宗教的意识形态里边已经被政治上的意识形态给剥离、打压、平等的那一面。
The religious ideology has been suppressed by the political ideology on the equal side.
已经自然而然地削弱下去。
Naturally weakened.
信与从的两个方面。
From the two aspects of letter and from.
自然而然地又和整个社会的权力运营成为一个互补的互动关系。
The natural and spontaneous also become a complementary interaction with the entire social power operation.
学习释迦的东西，所看重的正是他众生平等这四个字。
What the school of thought emphasizes is the four principles of universal salvation, compassion, and nonviolence.
我经常会在某些留言里边看到自家的口吻和内容来去评判。
I often see comments with Jai's tone and use them to judge.
我们现在世俗社会当中
In our current society,
我们很多的人和事
We have many people and things.
自家的思想和意识形态里边也是跟我们现在的政治上的意识形态
The ideas and ideologies in their own family are also similar to our current political ideologies.
对，追随者们都有一个共同的特点
All followers have one thing in common.
就是特别容易的用大词
It's very easy to use big words.
这我是非常反感大词
I strongly dislike big words.
你说了一个大词
You said a big word.
你就拥有了一个伟大的，或者正确的，或者高级的，或者一个上位的一个思想状态。
You have a very correct, advanced, or superior state of thought.
意识状态，好像你就有了真理在手的。这样一个底气和勇气。
Once you have a clear understanding of your own consciousness, you will have the confidence and courage to pursue the truth.
很多人是拉大旗。
Many people are blowing up.
做虎皮的。
Make a tiger skin.
西方
West
也成为一面大旗似的。拉大旗。
This also became a kind of flag waving.
做虎皮的人太多了。
There are too many people pretending to be tigers.
所以我们这个国家
So in our country,
我们这个民族盛产的都是伪君子。道德高高在上。
Our nation is full of hypocrites who pretend to be moral.
权力高高在上。
Power is high.
用道德来规训。
Use morality to discipline.
绝大部分的底层的普通人。
Most ordinary people.
用绝对的权力去占有、享受权力所带来的。
To possess the enjoyment of rights that come with absolute power.
其实我们现在的生存空间里边对于那个宗生什么教啊
Actually, in our current living space, we have a lot of different religions to choose from.
对于释迦的或者其他的方面的一些意见人士啊
For opinions from family members or other relevant parties.
清理的也是很厉害的
The cleaning is also very good.
对某些专用场所
For certain specialized venues、Well
也有了这个政治上的一个旗帜
With this political banner
也有了一个政治上的一个组织
There was also a political organization
信奉释迦牟尼的人也要信奉某个主义
Believers in Shakyamuni Buddhism must also adhere to a certain ideology.